Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. Well, the struggle for the Nifty is continuing to cross that 25-250 mark on the upside. There has been no let off from those levels. It continues to face a resistance. And if you look at the charts, it's making lower lows now. It started off the week making an intraday low of just above 25,000. Yesterday's low was at 24,900. So important levels that you will have to watch out for on the Nifty. It's still in that 300 point range though, 24,900 on the downside, 25,200, 250 on the upside. So the range remains the same, but the index is something that you will have to watch out for. Also, because today is the weekly options expiry for the Nifty. You know, we spoke about the Nifty Bank yesterday, and that could have been the index to watch out for because of the fact that it had closed above very key levels. But because of the not so good mood of the market, even that could not outperform in yesterday's session. It tried its best, even crossed 52,000 on an intraday basis, but corrected almost 230 points from those levels to end just above that 51,800 mark, which now again remains very crucial for the Nifty Bank. The underperformers, auto and IT, continued to remain weak. Auto was down for the second day in a row, so was IT. But you know, this is a market that is turning out to be one where good earnings will get disproportionately rewarded, as you saw in the case of HDFC AMC yesterday. Even South Indian Bank, with a better asset quality on a sequential basis, that stock ended 6% higher yesterday. But the not so good earnings too are getting hammered, as KEI Industries at one point was down 10%, but it ended the session 6% lower, but with losses nonetheless. Even in today's session, we'll see result reactions to Bajaj Auto. That stock has been an outperformer. It's the third best Nifty gainer so far in 2024, up almost 73%. So the question again is whether the street has already priced in this performance from Bajaj Auto, and it was an absolutely in-line quarter as well for Bajaj Auto. So we'll keep an eye out on that. Also keep an eye out for Emphasis because of the results it reported early hours of today. Revenues were a beat on expectations. Margins also saw an expansion. The company is also going to make a 30 million euros investment in one of its European subsidiaries to help pay off its loans. And LTTS, which is L&T Technology Services, will also be reacting to results. The company has also declared a 17 rupee dividend today. But all eyes today will be on the four Nifty companies that will be reporting results today. Infosys and Wipro in particular. There is hope that Infosys will increase its full year guidance after the results, considering the anticipation of a good quarter as well. Wipro will also be in focus as to what it guides for the upcoming quarter. It does not give a full year guidance, of course, but the focus will also be because of the fact that it will be considering a bonus issue of shares in today's trading session. So keep an eye out on Infosys and Wipro. And the other two Nifty constituents reporting results today are Axis Bank and Nestle. Also from the broader markets, there is a long list of companies, but we'll name out a few for you. SEAT, Havells and Polycab report results together as they always do. Tata Chemicals, which has been in focus in the recent past over, again, some rumors floating around about Tata Sun's potential listing. The stock has been volatile and in focus today as well, and it will be reporting results in today's session. Aside of the Nifty weekly expiry, we'll watch out for Infosys and Wipro's ADRs, the shares that are listed in the US markets, because they will be the ones who will react first to the results that will be reported after market hours Indian time in today's trading session. You'll also watch out for asset management stocks, with along with HDFC, AMC, almost every other AMC was up in yesterday's trading session, be it UTI, be it Nippon. You see if there is any follow-up action there as well. Today is also the last day of the Hyundai IPO. The first 2 days have been very subdued. The IPO has only been subscribed 42% so far, and only the employee portion has been fully subscribed, not even retail. Retail is only subscribed 38% so far. So we'll keep an eye out on Hyundai, whether there is some improvement on the final day of what is supposed to be India's largest IPO. Well, it's some global cues. The ECB rate decision will be out later this evening. Also will be data from the US jobless claims. The US industrial production data will be out as well. Earnings will come in from the US from stocks like Netflix. We keep an eye out on the US markets as well. The handover from there is a positive one. The Dow Jones ended at a record closing high, recovering all the losses it made on Tuesday. The Nasdaq though underperformed because all the chip stocks barring Nvidia ended lower yesterday as well. ASML was down another 5% in yesterday's trading session. So it'd be interesting to see how the US markets move. Asia is for now mixed, and the GIFT Nifty is also indicating a sluggish start for our own markets. Also, keep an eye out on Reliance Industries, because the much awaited record date for its bonus issue was finally announced last night. The first announcement that came in was the fact that it has secured majority approval from shareholders for the bonus issue, as well as an increase in its authorized share capital. And then it announced that 28th of October will be the record date for the bonus issue. So keep an eye out on Reliance Industries. That might just change an otherwise sluggish sentiment in the market. But that's all for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We wish you a safe trading day. And of course, for the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.